Now, this week's host, Will Stevenson.
Good morning. It's 7:14 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. This is Galesburg Live for Saturday, March 2nd, the first program of March. Glad you're with us today. I'm Will Stevenson. You normally hear me on Galesburg's Evening News weeknights from 5 to 6 p.m., but glad, as always, to take my turn hosting our Saturday morning conversation. And as you might have heard in the promo we've been airing the last few days for this program, while we call the program Galesburg Live, every now and then we like to head out of town, if you will, and find out about things going on outside of Galesburg. And this morning we're kind of focusing on Monmouth quite a bit. We're going to talk over the next 2 hours about all kinds of things and places in the Maple City. In an hour from now, Monmouth Mayor Rod Davies will join us in studio to tell us about things happening in the Maple City. I had such a good time talking to him several months ago on Galesburg's Evening News that I thought I should try to get him in so we can actually have a longer conversation than I normally do on my evening program. So he's graciously agreed to join us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. But this hour, one of the very neat and very important things in Monmouth, outside of a lot of the things you think of the Maple City, Monmouth College and things like that, are very important to Monmouth. But also, as is the case here in Galesburg, the arts community is pretty darn important in Monmouth. So I am pleased to talk a little bit about that this hour, specifically in the form of the Buchanan Center for the Arts, which is right on the public square in downtown Monmouth, next to the public library and some of the other downtown businesses. And the person who's been in charge of the Buchanan Center for the Arts for the last few years is Christine Gilbert, the executive director of the Buchanan Center for the Arts. Good morning. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Will. Thanks for having me.
I'm very glad to have you. I once said, I think also on same Galesburg's Evening News program, said that you may very well be one of my all-time favorite people.
Well, I appreciate that. We have known each other a long time.
A very long time. And I wanted to kind of start out there. You worked here in Galesburg for a long time.
I did.
A long time ago at the United Way, among other things.
And United then, Way, and when it was once the Galesburg Clinic.
Yeah.
And the Downtown Council.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a couple of marketing positions throughout the community promoting what is really wonderful about the Galesburg community.
And then now you're in charge of something that's really wonderful, I think, about the Maple City, the Buchanan Center for the Arts.
Yes, we are really, really fortunate to have an art center for the size of our town. And when I very first came on board, just a little bit of history and how I was trying to sort of build the message for the Buchanan Center, I spent a lot of time thinking about using that phrase, for a town our size, and thought maybe I should remove it from my conversation. But well, I have since, over the course of the last couple of years, added it back in because I think it really speaks volumes for a town that is the size of Monmouth to really have the community support and all of the arts programming that we do.
Well, I think when people, at least it's, I think, been my experience here, when somebody says for a town our size, I think that sometimes it's unwittingly used in a negative connotation. But I think it sounds to me like what you're saying is by adding that phrase and starting to use it again, you're trying to make it sound as if that all these things, including the Buchanan Center that are going on in Monmouth, are good things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our arts programming at the Buchanan Center parallels those of that take place in the larger cities. And in some cases, especially, for example, with our 64 Arts National Juried Exhibition, its reputation goes well beyond our county or even the Tri-County area. We are nationally recognized, and we are very fortunate to be able to bring in artists who help us juror and curate the show and really bring recognition to our gallery.
That's something I'd been thinking a lot about recently, because I've heard it said with things that go on here in Galesburg, like at the Civic Arts Center here, I've been doing some work with Prairie Players Civic Theater from time to time, and all those things I never completely appreciated till I started being involved with some of them, how much the reach of those entities, and it sounds like with your center too, go beyond city limits or even state limits? How the heck does that happen, Christine?
Well, as I've been saying for several years now, what we're doing now is because of what has been done before. Previous directors, volunteers, our board of directors, they've spent the time, whether it's Galesburg Civic Arts Center, Prairie Players, Buchanan Center, they spent the time and they invested not just financial support, but human resources into building up the reputation of the arts community. And part of our success, and I would say, goes toward the ability for us to be able to continue to build on those relationships. And the community support is what makes us who we are. And I see it time and time again when people either grow up here or they've been transplanted here for a job, and they make it their mission to promote what's going on in the community. Just within the last 2 weeks, our visitors in the gallery included 4 generations from Denmark.
That's amazing.
It is. And the first thing I asked them was, how did you hear about us? Because here we are, small gallery, middle of the cornfield. And I say that with love and affection because I've always been, even though I'm not an expert in ag, I've always had that as a part of my background. And it was because these folks visited because someone had mentioned what a wonderful gallery we had in Monmouth, Illinois, friend of a friend. And we also have a lot of connections through the college. We're really fortunate with that partnership as well.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that. No doubt having an entity that's as well-known and well-respected like Monmouth College in the community really helps a lot, but it sounds like it's also a combination of good old-fashioned community support and word of mouth.
It is, and lots of partnerships. Since the beginning of the Art Center, which we're celebrating 30 years this year, Monmouth College, its faculty, administration, staff have served in lots of different roles, whether they are board members, volunteers. We've partnered with theater production, educational classes, fundraising. They've always served a role. Just like many of the businesses in our community have stepped up to sponsor and serve. But it's been a great partnership.
That's fantastic. I need to take a break here really quickly, and then I want to back up a little bit and talk about the history of the museum and what got you, or the center, and what got you involved with it. So stand by for just a moment. It is 7:22. We're talking with Christine Gilbert, Executive Director of the Buchanan Center for the Arts. This is Galesburg Live. Back in a moment on WGIL. Good morning.
Tune in for spring training baseball as the Cardinals take on Miami. Coverage begins at 11:45 this morning.
Tune in for Cardinals baseball on WGIL.
It's 7:24 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. This is Galesburg Live on this Saturday morning. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Will Stevenson, joined this hour by Christine Gilbert, Executive Director of the Buchanan Center for the Arts in Monmouth. How long have you been there now as executive director?
As of the end of 2018, I've completed 4 years, so I'm working on my 5th year
there.
That
is fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What led you to the Buchanan Center? What kind of made that position appealing to you? Obviously, I've known you here in the community as being involved in the arts, so obviously this is an extension of that. But what made the Buchanan Center appealing to you?
It was an opportunity for me to be able to combine my background, which I have my undergraduate degree is in business and finance, and I have always taught art in one way, shape, or form since 1995, and being able to use my grant writing background. They were looking for someone who had a background in project management and construction, and I had several projects like that as well. And so it was sort of an interesting and different turn they were taking because they were looking for someone with all of those skill sets. And I think my dad, who originally did not want me to get a degree in art because he was afraid I wouldn't find a job, he thought I should go with business and finance because there'll always be a job in that industry. And and I also think my liberal arts education from Monmouth College, because what I learned there crosses over time and time again, whether it was the chemistry professor that I had, or the sociology professor, or the English professor, and of course, you know, the major that I was in. I've taken all of those things to combine and create this job. And when it came up, I wasn't aware that the job was available. Mike Godsoul, professor at Knox College, yeah. actually approached me and we had a conversation. He said, I think this would be a really good fit for you. Could you put in your resume? And I did, and here we are today.
And the rest, as they say, is history.
And it's been great history. I've really enjoyed being able to work with the community. We have an outstanding board, lots of volunteers, and it still gives me an opportunity to teach classes there at the Art Center, as well as teach in the arts management program at Monmouth College.
My dad still doesn't understand what it is I do for a living other than talk, but you know, that's another discussion. If somebody wants to interview me on that, I'll gladly tell you the whole story. But you really kind of hit the ground running, though, when you started, because you've had remodels and expansions, and the center has kind of helped, in a small way, kind of change the face of the square area in downtown Monmouth, hasn't it?
I did hit the ground running, and it's to the credit of the past three directors. They put in a lot of time and a lot of care to sort of build up to that moment when I took over. And so we had two phases of construction on our building that we completed, and we also demoed two buildings to the north of us and created the Pattee Plaza, a public art and green space. And so we completed both of those building phases and that plaza summer of 2017. And so we spent 2018 really celebrating our programs and lots of zeros and fives in our exhibition and our programming. And then, of course, this year, 2019, brings about our 30th anniversary.
Was it one of those things, and if this sounds an awful lot like the conversation you might have heard on Galesburg's Evening News the other night about Discovery Depot here in town, I'm sorry, but was it one of those things where it was sort of always in the plans to kind of expand and remodel and improve the center, or did it come up over time? Did the need end up presenting itself more? How did that work?
Well, originally, when Midge Mason, the very first director, was overseeing the initial remodel of our space at 64 Public Square. Like I said, the directors, the board of directors, the staff were always planning not for what was important at that time, but what was important for 10 years from now, 20 mm-hmm. years from now. And so we looked at really having that space be the anchor of downtown and really being not just an arts partner, but a local economic driver and a community partner in whatever needed to be done to make sure that our downtown and our community, Monmouth and Warren County, succeeded.
And I would say that it's, by and large, kind of done that, hasn't it? I mean, I worked for a very short period of time in Monmouth about 12 years ago, and I don't know that I would recognize at least that part of the square now if I hadn't seen it recently. It's really with that demolition you talked about and the building of the plaza and things like that. That section of the square is definitely not the same. It's better, I would think.
It's transformed the space.
Yeah.
And the park is a really, you know, the plaza is a really beautiful cornerstone. It attracts people downtown. We couldn't have done it, and I say this time and time again, we couldn't have done it without the City of Monmouth's help. They were a really great partner in helping us and sort of navigate what that demolition would be like. They helped us with the building as well. We applied for a facade grant to help us really freshen up the front of our building. And also our neighbors on either side of us, incredibly patient. Because construction, you have to make a mess before things settle down. And Warren County Public Library was a wonderful partner, not only during our construction, but they're also a wonderful arts partner.
Yes.
We cross over so often. We have a lot of the same patrons and supporters and client, you know, and it's a really, really nice climate over there. And like I said, the city, no matter, you know, what we've done, they always listen to our ideas. They support the arts. And we see that now even in our future programming. And as far as the building and what we see for it, we hope to continue to grow our arts programming, not just in the type of programming that we have. You know, our mission is about creative and diverse artistic experiences, but it's also about what we see for the future use of that space. Our second story is currently vacant. And so what we're having those conversations of what would really fit up there. So, yeah.
Gosh, that sounds like a discussion, again, I just had the other day about Discovery Depot, about the need to expand into the second floor. But I want to talk more about that as we go along here. We need to take another break, though, and I also want to talk about programming and events and more about the 30th anniversary of the Buchanan Center for the Arts. Christine Gilbert is here, Executive Director of Buchanan Center for the Arts. We need to take a break. Cameron has a check of local news, and then we'll have weather, and we'll come back and talk more about the Buchanan Center for the Arts in Monmouth. It's Galesburg Live. Or Monmouth Live. Fine. Don't tell anybody I changed the name of the program, all right? That show continues next on WGIL at 7:32. Good morning.
Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Will Stevenson.
It's 7:38 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. As I sometimes say when I host a program, sometimes the conversation off the air is better than the one on the air, but that's not the case. I think both of the conversations are just as good. If I could spend an hour just talking about everything I wanted to talk about, I would be a happy guy. But I'm also happy here on Galesburg Live to talk about the Buchanan Center for the Arts in Monmouth this morning. And Christine Gilbert, the executive director, joins us this morning for that. Monmouth Mayor Rod Davies, by the way, will join us in about a half an hour or so in around 8:15 here on WGIL. Thanks again for coming in today, Christine.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
We wanted to have you in because, as you mentioned at the beginning, this is the 30th anniversary of the Buchanan Center for the Arts. I think I had no idea that this center has been around for that long.
We were established in 1989. Grace Buchanan believed the arts were for everyone. And when she died, her estate was left to create an art center in Warren County.
That in itself is a fantastic story, that somebody feels that strongly, one, about their community, and two, about the arts, to be able to do something like that, as you said at the beginning, in a town the size of Monmouth.
It is. It's quite a legacy. And I think she would be just thrilled at what we have done to grow and make sure that everyone has an opportunity to participate in the arts.
I'm certainly sure she's smiling down upon you at this point, that is for sure.
I would hope so.
Let's talk about things going on at the center now. Again, it's the 30th anniversary, and you've kind of packed the entire anniversary period with programming and special events and exhibits and all kinds of things like that, haven't you?
We have. We are planning on 30 events, and because we are limited in our time, I won't go over each of the 30. And
I'm sure the mayor won't mind you taking some of his time if you need to.
And we can go over a couple of the highlights I'd like to share with you this morning, and then
you've had a few things go on already, right?
We have. We each month, the second Wednesday, we have what's called Old Friends Talk Art, where we gather and we talk about anything related to the arts. It's retired professionals, working professionals. If you have time on that second Wednesday of each month to come in from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., we've also had a theater production already, the Savannah Sipping Society in our gallery.
Yeah, that was just here last weekend, right?
The first weekend of February. Time is flying by.
Almost the last weekend, I'm sure.
And then we just closed on our first exhibition to launch our 2019 season, and that's primarily Pinhole. And
I didn't realize when we booked you for the program today that you were just wrapping up a fancy big soiree last night at the center. I'm sorry about that.
Yes. Oh, I'm not. I love that. The community is so alive with the arts, and it's not just us. We know, like I said, we partner with a lot, but we are getting ready for, like I said, 30 really wonderful events that include our exhibition schedule, our off to programming. We just celebrated 45 years of our art presenter program. We have theater productions, and then we have a couple of extra special events this year. We're going to launch our 51st Town and Country Art Show. It's one of my favorite shows. It's like saying, what's your favorite child? I mean, all of your children are your favorite. You can't really pick a favorite. But this one really is a testament to how strong the arts programming is in our community and the surrounding area. The Tri-County area, so Henderson County, Mercer County, Warren County, K to 12th grade students all come together to enter their artwork in this show. And each year we have anywhere, depending upon how much artwork, how much time the students have to create artwork, anywhere from 500 to 1,000 pieces of artwork.
Wow.
That's entered. And then we have, as you can imagine, dozens of volunteers that come in to help us curate and hang the show. And then local volunteers serve as jurors. It's a really wonderful opportunity for students to have an exhibition of their work. And they don't necessarily get that opportunity to really have a professionally ran exhibition and an art opening. And that opens, the art opening for the 51st Town and Country Art Show is Saturday, March 16th from 2 to 4 p.m. in the gallery. So we invite all of our family and friends to come in and look at, and it's really wonderful. Kids come in, they bring their families. We had over 420 individuals, friends and family come in for last year's 50th anniversary.
That's amazing.
It is. They're not all in the building at the same time. Monmouth Fire Department, they haven't broken any codes there.
Minor detail.
But, you know, that 2 to 4 p.m. window, we saw a lot of folks come through, and students just light up when they have the ability to showcase their talent. And art is sometimes the only way some students feel like they can express themselves. It's a really important component in the educational process.
Even though you've done that show has been done 50 times before, mm-hmm. obviously, do you find that there are students maybe that aren't realizing the impact that show has, or don't realize that they have this instant opportunity to have their artwork reviewed by people that have been doing it for a lot longer than they have?
You know, at some point, it's kind of overwhelming for them when they walk in and they see their artwork on display. No two town and country art shows are ever the same. And what is really wonderful about it is there comes a point when they walk through those doors and they see their artwork that they actually realize, you know, maybe I could be an artist or have a career in the arts in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
And it really is a moment where they can realize what their future looks like. They have an ability to be able to communicate. There's all kinds of studies that I refer back to, and we won't go over them today, but
sure.
We actually have the data that shows the arts component in the classroom, in our educational system, affects the way students perform on math and science tests. It affects their ability to be able to communicate, their critical thinking skills, and their ability to sort of realize and shape their future. And to see the look on their faces and what it does for them inside and out really reminds me of why I'm here and
exactly.
why it's important to me.
Do you get students from this area as well as in the Monmouth area submitting art for that show?
For town and country, it is the three counties, but
okay.
we do have students.
And the three counties,
all
I should
over.
Say, are what? Knox, Warren, and Henderson, maybe?
They are Warren, Henderson, and Mercer.
I was so close.
And so, but we do have students from all over this region because we do partner and have and stay in contact with Galesburg
sure.
Civic Art Center, with the Burlington Art Center, with the Art Center on the Square in Macomb. We promote each other. We work together. We have sort of this informal collective to make sure that whatever exhibitions we have in our gallery, we're not repeating it, so that people
yeah.
have a wide variety of arts opportunities. We share resources and artists and communicate. And it's been a really great partnership. That was one of the first things I did when I came on board, was introduce myself to those directors and make sure that if there were opportunities that came up, that we could share those.
Absolutely. In terms of arts education, schools, K-12 schools at least, have had no easy time of it in the last number of years, either through local reasons or through, you know, our quote-unquote friends at the state level. But I never hear it said that something that's being cut in a school district, at least not very often, is related to the arts. It strikes me that I would imagine at both Monmouth, Roseville, and United, and even at schools in Mercer County, that those arts programs are probably pretty strong, and in turn helping continue to make the places like the Buchanan Center so successful.
They are. Our partnership with the public school district has been ongoing since the start of the Buchanan Center, and we are very grateful that for that partnership. The arts instructors, as well as the administration, believe that the arts are an important part of that. They work to make sure that they stay in the classroom. And if we have, I'm not one to say, well, it's the state's fault, they cut the funding. What we do is not complain about the problems. We look for solutions.
Absolutely.
And so one of those solutions is our art presenter program. We have over 50 volunteers that go into our school systems. And this is one of the reasons why we enjoy working with the public school system. The administrators, the teachers partner with us and are really wonderful about having our volunteers come into the classroom, spend an hour each month talking about a specific artist, and the students get to learn about that artwork, that medium, that artist, and then they actually have a hands-on arts-making opportunity as well. And so we will have some of those pieces of artwork from K to second grade on display at our town and country, as well as the program runs from K to sixth grade.
Talk to me about when that's happening again before I take a break here.
The Town and Country Art Show opens on March 12th, but our opening reception is Saturday, March 16th, 2 to 4.
Very good. All right, let's take one more break. We need to do that here before we move on. We're talking with Christine Gilbert, Executive Director of the Buchanan Center for the Arts on Galesburg Live. We're approaching 7:49. We'll be back with our final segment of our conversation in this hour next on WGIL. Good morning.
Bid on number 512, a $20 gift certificate from Happy Joe's.
The bidding begins Saturday morning, March 23rd on WGIL.
7 minutes before 8 o'clock at WGIL. This is Galesburg Live. Good morning. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Will Stevenson. Next hour, Monmouth Mayor Rod Davies joins us. But we're starting the Monmouth discussion this morning with Christine Gilbert, Executive Director of the Buchanan Center for the Arts in Monmouth, in our final segment of this hour. So let's talk, Christine, for a few minutes here about some other things you have coming up. The Town and Country Art Show starts in less than 2 weeks, but you don't stop there based on what we were talking about earlier.
We don't. Some of the highlights of our 30th anniversary, we will be in April hosting a volunteer appreciation dinner. Also in April, our theater partnership with the production of Oliver will take place
Wells
Theater, Monmouth College. And then the first time ever, we'll be launching our Artist in Residence program in June. And we will also spend some of our summer having a dinner and a movie on the plaza. We will be showing a Field of Dreams. It's the 30th anniversary
That
film as well. And so we're going to have, you know, that ballpark dinner barbecue on the plaza and show that movie. And then we'll round out the year with our 11th 64 Arts National Juried Exhibition and our annual Taste of the Arts Gala that helps us raise funds for our programming in the community and for other arts organizations as well.
That's wonderful. And folks will be able to keep up with all that, I imagine, on your website, correct?
Our website is bcaarts.org, as well as our Facebook and Instagram pages.
That's fantastic. You mentioned a couple of times volunteers, the large number of people that help with curating, like your Town and Country Show, and who critique the art that's submitted, and I imagine you have a number of volunteers that actually in other ways help out in the center too, correct? I imagine you can't really do it without them, can you?
We cannot. It's 1.75 full-time people that we have in the office, and so it is truly an operation that is successful because of our volunteers. Hundreds of volunteers. Over the last 2 years, we've had 7,000 to 11,000 hours of volunteer service to make our operation happen. $65,000 to $70,000 in-kind services and goods to help us make these programming opportunities happen for our community. And without them, well, our success is because of them. And it's a real joy because it also brings new life each time we bring on a new volunteer. You know, we have the history of those that have volunteered for years, mm-hmm. and then we have that joy and excitement and that spark and those new ideas from folks who have either newly come to the community, students who are at the college or at the high school. We have internship programs for them as well. And so we always have this really great energy and mix of volunteers who come in to make the programming happen with us.
Need more volunteers otherwise?
Always. We're always looking for volunteers and interns as well. If you have a student that is looking to spend their summer maybe wondering what it's like to run a gallery or wondering what it's like to immerse themselves in the arts, we are always looking for interns to help us out to continue our programming.
What, in your perspective, makes a good piece of art?
What is art? Wow, I've been asked that a lot, and I do start off.
Is this the first time that you've been stumped with that? Or, no, I'm kidding.
But. Oh no, well maybe, but anyway, in this framework. But I always remind my students that art is an incredibly subjective situation, but what's important is not necessarily that you agree with what I'm presenting or disagree with what I'm presenting, but I want you to consider it and to look at it. And I want you to continue to ask the question, why? Whether it's music, visual arts, performing arts, because if you close off to those opportunities, you might miss a really wonderful opportunity for something to come about.
I think, unlike a lot of things that we think of as subjective, I think a piece of art being subjective is I think never a bad thing.
It is not. You know, art is the beginning of the conversation, not the end. It opens up all kinds of dialogue, all kinds of conversation, and it's the great equalizer. I always say to folks, you know, our art center is sort of Switzerland. People can come together no matter what their background is, no matter what their views are, and really just take a moment to enjoy that piece of music, to really take a look at that piece of artwork, to participate. And it's not just about being the audience. We look to our community to participate and be our performers, our creators of artwork, our educators. So it's a very interactive opportunity to really explore personal growth as well as professional growth and to be a part of the community in ways that you may not otherwise be able to.
I'm almost out of time, but I want to close by asking you about any further plans for expansion. We talked maybe a little bit about that. You've done a lot of work already, but I imagine you can't ever really stop expanding when it comes to the arts, right?
We can't, and we are just finishing a very small renovation on the first floor. We received an anonymous gift that we're very grateful for that has allowed us to remodel the administrative offices and the smaller Keefe Gallery that we have on the west side of the building. But yes, we're always looking at what could possibly be in the future and maybe what would happen to the second floor or what we could do within our community. So.
Very good. The Buchanan Center for the Arts is on the square in downtown Monmouth. How can folks get a hold of you?
They could either come down to 64 Public Square or they could give us a call at 734-3033 or they can always find us on our website at bcaarts.org or Facebook and Instagram.
Christine Gilbert, Executive Director of the Buchanan Center for the Arts in Monmouth. Thanks so much for coming in. Thanks for all you do for the area and continued success with the Buchanan Center for the Arts. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.